Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Investigative reporter, and quite the article, Emily, if I do say so myself. I got an actual paper in my hand on Sunday, and I went, wow, this is a story I never saw coming. The title of which was, Everybody Needs Access to Bathrooms. Chicago doesn't provide nearly enough of them. You did a great article. I'm wondering, what motivated you to write on this topic?
Yeah, so I had been thinking a lot just about what people were doing during the pandemic, you know, a year ago when the city shut down, when a lot of businesses closed down. And so I had kind of had this thought in the back of my mind. I was curious, you know, where people were going to the bathroom on a daily basis. And so, you know, I had come across some research that took a look at, you know, homelessness and public restroom access in other cities. But Chicago wasn't included in the study. And so, you know, it really had me thinking, okay, well, where are the restrooms, the public restrooms that we have here? And are there enough to meet the needs of the people of this city? And so I, you know, kind of started from those two big questions.
And I think the conclusion is that there aren't enough. And as I got from your article, the city is not too concerned about it, are they?
So the city currently has no, you know, efforts underway to improve restroom access. That is, you know, what I've heard from them. So there's nothing in the works to make the situation change drastically at this moment in time.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say that when I first glanced at the title, the headline of your story, when I think of public bathrooms or bathrooms like in gas stations or bathrooms, well, not so much in restaurants, but bathrooms in gas stations, bathrooms in park district buildings, those aren't the kind of places you actually want to go to. No pun intended. They could use some improving on the ones they have already.
Yeah. So I think there's definitely a lot of stigma around public restrooms. There are some other cities that are trying to, you know, make some changes. Like I talked to somebody from the Public Works Department in San Francisco. And what they've done there is actually implement, so they like hire someone who kind of maintains the public restrooms that they operate. So there's somebody there to you know, clean them, make sure they stay safe. That's part of their like plan that they do in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco has been, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? At the forefront of a lot of different social issues over the years, and it doesn't surprise me that this would be one of them. You have a note here that Chicago police officers have issued at least 29,000 tickets for, you know, doing your business in the public areas since 2016, and the tickets carry a fine of at least $100. Is the basis of your concern the majority of it for the homeless person?
So, you know, I took a look. I wanted to see what I was originally curious about was, you know, if I could tell who was being ticketed. You know, I wasn't able to get people's home addresses, like who were ticketed. I could only see, you know, where the violation had occurred. And what I found was that a lot of the tickets were being issued on the south and west sides of the city. And, you know, I was able to take a little bit of a look at where, you know, whether this was affecting people who are unhoused by arrests. So people can actually also be arrested for public urination and defecation. A lot fewer people get arrested, but I took a look. There were about 50 people who had been arrested more than once on for public urination and defecation, and about half of them had listed temporary housing locations like, you know, soup kitchens or food pantries or shelters or rehabilitation centers or hospitals, that kind of stuff, who had been arrested on multiple occasions for public urination and defecation. So, you know, it's a slice of what may be happening.
Well, I think I can speak for myself, too. I think most of us at some point have had a situation where the urge was there, but the facility was not. And the idea, it wasn't out in the country, you're in a city or you're traveling on a highway and you, it's like, where can I stop to do this? Everybody's faced that, I bet. You know, I just think that's a common dilemma. And you go into like a store and you ask, and usually the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is, you got to buy something. Everybody's faced that at some point, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, since this story ran last week online and in the Sunday paper, I've, you know, heard from so many people who have, you know, shared some of their experiences in having trouble finding places to go, you know, all over the city when they've come here to visit, or if they live here and they, you know, jog along the lakefront or spend time in parks that don't have bathrooms that are open, or, you know, or just don't have bathrooms at all.
At all. You know, I had a occasion, I was working in Canada years ago and went to a function where a lot of other people from the station also went to this function, which was far away from the town where the studio was, and they served beer. Can you imagine? Beer. Oh, wow. So guess what? I had some beer. And we get into the bus to come back, and I wasn't the only one. Everyone was like, hey, where, we got to stop somewhere. Where, you know, and it was like, I mean, I really felt uncomfortable. You know, it was not just a minor inconvenience. We had to find something, and we had to find it pretty quick. So eventually we just pulled into a gas station, and they were good enough to let everybody use it, their facilities. And so there was just a line of employees standing, waiting to go into this bathroom in this gas station. But a lot of gas stations have public restrooms. It's been my experience. Even, you know, if you ask for a key or something along those lines, they'd have what you need and you can go do what you need to do. It's, you know, when it, you know, maybe people are going, oh, you know, who needs to talk about this? Yeah, well, I'll tell you. When you, you know, the expression that I said earlier was, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. And if you don't have any place to go, well, that can be a bit of a problem. And you also said in your article that the United Nations at one point considered this a human right?
Yeah, so the United Nations has recognized that, you know, access to safe and clean sanitation facilities is a human right. There are obviously a lot of dangers to, you know, public urination and defecation. There are, you know, diseases can be spread this way, dangerous pathogens, and, you know, vulnerable people can be harmed when there isn't, you know, access to sanitation facilities. It's something that all of us, you know, have to do every day.
You know, I can remember a time, the most prevalent location for what I'm about to say, I think, was O'Hare. They had pay toilets. You actually had to, you actually had to have, like, I don't know, 50 cents, 75 cents, whatever it was, just to get in there and use it, let alone have it open to the public. You had to pay for it. And I forget when they actually dropped that, but pay toilets used to be a thing. And, you know, if it's coming from that, if we're moving on from that, maybe there's just not enough hue and cry or whatever the term is to advance the idea of increasing facilities for people.
Right. There has. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say there has been some efforts, you know, in the past to, you know, political with from City Hall. There's been some aldermen who have tried to push forward measures, you know, since public pay toilets were banned. And, you know, they've been kind of met with resistance for the most part. Local efforts have, and, you know, efforts to open up restrooms in restaurants to the public, you know, it really hasn't gone anywhere. So it's faced a difficult, you know, battle to deal with some of these issues in the past.
You know, one of the great things in your article was that you put a map in there of public facilities and where they are. I thought that was just great. And when I saw that, it struck me, you know, everything's an app now. You can have an, if you want to park downtown or somewhere, there's an app that'll tell you which lots are nearby, how much it costs, all that. I don't think it would be that difficult for somebody to develop an app that would give you the location of the nearest public facility. It just seemed logical to me.
Right. Well, you can in the map that we have on the Chicago Tribune. Mm-hmm. You can put in an address, and it'll, you know, zoom in on the location.
Great.
And you can see what public facilities are near you. And, you know, the restrooms that we have on that map, those are barrier-free public restrooms. So, you know, there are restrooms that are owned and maintained and operated by the city or the state or the county and, you know, don't require payment to get in or don't, you know, require that you are a client or a patient or anything like that. These are, you know, the restrooms that are open really to the public.
David has called in. David, you're on WGN. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I don't see the big deal about going out, like, say, in a back alley if you can't find a public washroom. Because, you know, considering all the dog poop that's piling up in the garbage cans, I mean, it's nothing compared to that. And I think that in itself is a public health nuisance, throwing dog poop away when it should go back into the soil. But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. There are no places to go, and, you know, people aren't going to let you use their washroom unless you're a customer.
Right.
Understandably.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that input, David. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, and certainly you make a valid point. The city does not have a lot of open spaces in it, in the neighborhoods that are in Chicago. And I know all about the alleys and what happens in alleys. And yeah, it's not a pretty sight when you come upon it, but you know, it's something that has been going on for a long time. And Emily, before we end this, I want to, the point in your article about most of the 24-hour public restrooms in Chicago are in police stations, which was, I thought, maybe I don't need to go that badly. You know, if I've got to go to the police station. Oh, well, thank you so much for being with us, Emily Horner from the Chicago Tribune, investigative reporter. Not a topic that usually pops up, but boy, you did a great article on the Tribune, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.